just your Bible, and you don't have any reference, you just read a verse. It's okay, there's enough in there for salvation, but if we really want to launch out into the things of God and be able to subdue and have dominion, then you really need to know who you are and what God says and what he's already given to us. Amen? So ideas are captured thoughts. Ideas planted and cultivated with thought will produce a fruit. Let me say it again. Ideas that are planted, you plant, you grab it. In other words, you're going to plant it in your mind, on the soil of your mind, and that idea, that God idea. Then you cultivate it, how? With more thought. Look up some words. Do some searching in the scriptures on what was said. Or what thought you had. And then, you know, run reference in that. And watch how God, as you cultivate it with thought, it will produce a fruit. It'll produce. It's not just to entertain us. It's for our life. And it will produce a fruit. There will be results. What ideas are, and that's why I say we're careful as to what we listen to. Ideas that I'm talking about are divine seeds. Because the blood is on your ear, you don't listen to the devil. I'm not saying that as a suggestion. I'm saying that as a reality. And you need to speak about things like that in that tense. Because the blood is on my ear. I don't care what I heard yesterday. I don't listen to the devil. Hello? No matter what's in your ear, I don't listen to the devil. Amen? Tell somebody right now, I don't listen to the devil. The blood is on my ear. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they don't follow. I don't know why I keep it. You need to start making some decrees. A stranger I do not follow. I know his voice. All right. So, ideas are divine seeds. Now, listen to this closely, because we're going to start to connect dots, because we're going somewhere with this. Ideas are divine seeds that can be cultivated to create. They can be cultivated to create. We are in God's image, after his likeness. And therefore, we function like him. What was in God's heart and in his mind in the beginning, he said, light be. And what was there came. Let me say it again. Ideas are divine seeds that that can be cultivated to create. All right. I want to read you a verse here in Matthew. I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible, Matthew chapter 12, and verse, starting at verse 33, just a few verses, Matthew 12, 33 to 37. You can read along even if you have the King James. It doesn't matter what it is. This is the Amplified Bible, and Matthew 12, verse 33 says, either make the tree sound, healthy and good, and its fruit sound, healthy and good, or make the tree rotten, diseased and bad, and its fruit rotten, diseased and bad. For the tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit. Now remember the statement we just made. Ideas are divine seeds that can be cultivated to create a fruit. Ideas are divine seed that can be cultivated. How do you cultivate it? With thought. As a man thinketh, you cultivate that idea. Give thought to that vision. Give thought, that imagination God dropped, that vision God dropped into your spirit. Give thought to it. You know, think, look at it from every angle. Think about it. Envision it. Joshua, see. And you know what? You know what? Where God spoke to Abraham, and he told Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. You know, you have to wait till, you know, the money comes. You don't have to wait till somebody gonna favor you or support you or whatever. He said, lift up your eyes from where you are and see. See, that's what we have to do. We have to lift up our eyes from where we are. No matter what's going on, where are you right now? Lift up your eyes, Abraham, and see. We don't wait till everything is favorable. Or no, that's too late. You start where you are. We're world changers. You have the ability to change some stuff. And you need to understand that we have the ability, the executive order, to subdue wherever you are. Look at somebody, tell them, wherever you are. It's just a matter of you making a decision. And then cultivating. Okay? So let me go on here. In verse 34, you offspring of vipers, he's talking to these Pharisees. How can you speak good things when you are evil and wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things. And the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. Look at verse 37. For by your words you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned and sentenced. Okay? Now, we're going from thoughts to all the way to the manifestation in our reality. What our environment is and what we have, the life that we have, actually is a product of ultimately how we think. Now, we don't want to play the blame game and blame it on this one or blame it on that one. No, because you can change the environment simply with changing how you think. That's how powerful we are as children of God, but as humanity is. That's how powerful we are, okay? So, words transmit images. Words carry spiritual force, either faith or fear. Okay? So, I wanted to just touch on that internal kingdom of our mind, our thoughts, captured ideas, or captured thoughts become ideas that have to be planted. They can't be just something that's going through. We got to catch it and plant it and then cultivate it with more thought. And as we cultivate it, it will create a fruit. Okay? All right. Now, from thought to words, Jesus made a statement. And let me just, in a sense, rephrase it, but we ultimately have whatsoever it is we say. You may not be able to trace it all or document it all or follow it all or have it all in a library somewhere, but ultimately you have whatsoever you say. But now, in reverse, you can only say what you think. Is that right? Now, unless you just out your mind. You just say it still. You know, somebody is saying something, they, you know, don't make any sense, and they're not thinking that something wrong with them. You say, you can only say really what you think, and you only think, here we go, what you conceive, and you conceive thoughts. That's why you got to catch it, plant it, and cultivate it. Because ultimately it manifests in your words. And Jesus said, you have what you say. See, sometimes we have a program that we didn't establish. Sometimes you're thinking somebody else's thoughts. Or their thoughts about you or their words over you. Somebody told you you would never amount to this. You let those words get embedded in your mind. And now, in so many words, even jokingly, you always say that. But you ain't joking. It's for real. You say that, and that's really what you think because it's embedded in your subconscious. You got to change that program. And you have the authority. You have the ability to change that program. Amen. We can drive all that toxicity out of us. What does the Bible say? If any man be in Christ, what is he? He's a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new, and all things are of God. Now, God said that. Now it's up to us to walk that thing out. Amen. With our words. Amen. With our thoughts. Amen. Until it becomes our reality. Till we think differently. Till our spirit is buoyant. Till we're not governed by negativity. You know, the natural bent, the natural propensity to human beings is that of negativity because of the fall, because of the nature. But God quickened us. The psalmist said, my soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me according to your word. That's why we tell somebody, stay in the word. You stay in the word, you walk above circumstances. Amen. Circumstances won't get you down. It's when you get out of the word that circumstances start to get you down. Stuff starts to crowd you. You're not your old self. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR Banks. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.